It's Thursday, the 6th of March. Overcast and drizzly, white drizzly rain, very light, but it's mild. It's actually very refreshing this morning. That lovely, cool but not cold breeze. I had a good sleep last night, although we went to bed late at 11, slept better. Still a shock to the system at 7 a.m, even though there is daylight coming in. Watching a hen blackbird trying to land and stay on the suet feeders, the hanging suet feeders, which swings about. The blackbirds haven't got the ability to actually cling on, unlike the woodpecker. So it's get the claws in and flap their wings like Billy-O and grab a mouthful if you can before you fall off. Ah, I was in my room there just before I grabbed my tea and came out. Three things on my mind. Put my watch on. Put my wallet in my back pocket, as normal, and then do the third thing, which was fairly important. Put the watch on, put the wallet in the back pocket, turned round and completely forgot what the third thing was. And I still can't remember, and I was just standing in the room and I went back through the procedure to jog the memory, and it wouldn't come. And I still cannot remember what that third thing was. Gone in the space of a few seconds. Should have done the third thing first, because the third thing was not part of the normal. So if I did that first, I would certainly most probably remember to put my wallet in my pocket and put my watch on. Although, having said that, the number of times in the past month that I've gone out without putting my watch on, which was always a morning routine. So, I remember the time, excuse the pun, I remember the time many years ago when it's a cold finally coming out, I think. Yeah, it's almost like what do they call that? It's not an exclamation. I can't remember. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, a watch that I was wearing packed in. And I just put off getting a new one for a few weeks. And I ended up going for about 3 years, 4 years, without wearing a watch at all. And I was quite happy not to wear one. So why did I go back to wearing a watch? I have no idea. I can't remember that far back. But you think if you got used to not wearing watches for 3 or 4 years, why would you even bother? I feel like time constraints. Do this at that time, go there at that time, this time, phone this person at that time. Do envy those people who don't need to wear a watch because, well, they don't need one. Their life just revolves around what they're doing. And they eat when they feel hungry, they sit down when they feel tired, they do what has to be done. No time constraints. If I did that for 3 or 4 years, I must have been using time from somewhere else. Nowadays it's either on your wrist or it's on your mobile device or it's in front of you as you drive your car. Or the radio keeps telling you every half an hour what time it is. Sometimes more than that. Remember that song? Who was that guy that sang that? The wind moves off your mind. Not about time or something. Or maybe I've got that wrong. Most likely I've got that wrong. I did get it wrong actually. I was thinking he sang about time at the start. It's not. It's round like a circle. Well, times like that, 24 hours, then we reset, start all over again. Oh, it's 7 a.m, we better get out of bed. Oh, it's 1 p.m, we better eat something. Oh, it's 10 p.m, we better go back to bed. I don't know why time's so foremost in my head this morning. Seems to be the only thing that's in my head this morning, and I still can't remember that third thing. If only we had the equivalent of CCTV in our minds. You know, you forget something and can't think what it is, and you say, okay, just shut your eyes and zip backwards. Ah, there you go, that's it, that's what I was going to do. Sometimes it doesn't work that way. Sometimes it's hours later and you're not even thinking about that thing, and then all of a sudden, oh hey, that's what it was. Yeah. Ah, well. That was lovely this morning. Blowing right through my short hair. Not my nostrils. Straight through the head and out the ears. Loads of room for air. And that light drizzle's just so refreshing. snow drops are all well up now. They've shot up in height. The biggest clumps are about, I'd say, easily 10 inches, some even close to a foot now. And I have two new babies. Obviously seeded from the big clump, but one on its own, about 2 feet away from that clump, and another one about a foot away from the clump. Just two solitary but beautiful wee snowdrops. Next year, they'll have brothers and sisters. Sibling snowdrops. Guess I'll away and try and remember what I can't remember.